And our company is very family friendly. Send a resume to KVOE Radio, P.O. Box 968 Emporia 66801, or email KVOE at KVOE.com. Emporia's Radio Stations Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer.
KVOE live in local AM 1400 and 96.9 FM and streaming audio, KVOE.com. Pleased to be joined on this Wednesday morning by Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center, there at 7-Eleven Commercial. Greg, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We are doing all right. How about yourself?
You know, it was a little wet getting in and out of the car, but outside of that, I'm doing pretty good.
Glad to hear that. Always like to hear pretty good. That's pretty better than not being very good, right?
You know, at my age, pretty good is good.
Well, hey, what about something new? You got some live streaming going on down there, Greg?
We have a new thing. We have a camera attached to our roof that points up and down Commercial Street that does live stream. So if you want to check out what's happening in downtown Emporia 24/7, go to YouTube and then search for Tallgrass TV live stream, and you'll see what's happening. So that's Matt Fowler has hooked us up with that. And so, yeah, so now you can see what's happening.
Outstanding. Damn. I know what the views have been here so far this morning, a lot of wet.
Yeah, it's been pretty wet today, but the camera is fully functioning, and so you can see the wet, amongst other things. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a nice feature, and so, yeah, we look forward to people checking that out.
So what direction does the camera point, or can you move it around?
It points both north and south on Commercial, so you can see from our rooftop advantage all the way to the courthouse and a little bit beyond. And to the north, you can see the campus. So it's pretty cool, actually.
You've got a lot of ground covered there. So
we have a lot of ground cover. Yeah, yeah.
Tallgrass TV.
Tallgrass TV is just another feature that we at the Lyon County History Center like to provide to the public.
You know, it just seems like we had a first Friday downtown, and we did because they had the first Friday on the second Friday due to unbound gravel. So the next first Friday is coming up here in just a little over a week, July 1st, and what might be happening at the History Center?
Well, we're going to have the famous Emporia Flute Choir. They have been here before. They do an excellent job. They're a very, very talented group of people. So they'll be on our first floor. You come in and check them out. And Lindsay Bartlett, who teaches English up at Emporia State, is going to be having a pop-up. She is also an author, works with Tallgrass Publishing, and so she will be here talking about some books and other things. So, yeah, it's going to be a full evening here on first Friday, July 1st.
Welcome to July. What about the Loretto Langley Kids Zone, Greg?
The Loretto Langley Kids Zone is open and with a vengeance. There have been kids in there every day since we've reopened, and it's a beautiful space. It really is. The kids seem to enjoy it. And, again, we have to thank the Emporia Rotary Club, the Earl and Stella Louise Souter Youth Assistance Fund, and the St. Patrick's Day Fund for helping us fund all the changes. And like I said, the kids really enjoy it.
Go through the readjustments there on the Langley Zone. I know you talked about that here, I think it was a couple of weeks back, but just talk about what has changed here to make things a little bit more exciting for those kiddos.
So the first thing, the Rotary Club came in and painted all the walls. They were the beige that the rest of the place is. Painted a very beautiful blue that's very enticing and welcoming. And then this group paid for a muralist to come in and paint a couple murals on the wall. Really cool, really kid-friendly. The kids enjoy that. And then Lisa spent a lot of time creating a farm-to-table situation where there are crops, and we teach the kids about how the crops are grown. And then we have a little farmer's market situation where the crops now go from the field to the market and then home to the table. So it's a learning process, a teaching moment. And, again, the kids really like it. And then everything else is pretty similar as it was. There's no electronics in there. It's all with your mind. We want to increase the kids' hands-on experience. So there is a light, bright table and a magnetic wall where you can put gears and learn how that works. There is a wall of words, Legos, that sort of thing. So Brain power is the feature of the room, using your brain to create a new world.
Well, what about your involvement now, your tie-in with the Emporia Street Cat Club, Greg?
Well, the Emporia Street Cat Club is a group that helps kittens and cats, runaways, cats and kittens that need medical assistance. So they help all that. And so we have a collection box in the building where you can bring extra food or toys or whatever that a kitten or cat may need. Will Boyer, who is on our staff, is heavily involved in that. So it's another community thing that we'd like to do. There are a lot, and I mean a lot, of stray cats in town. And so one thing that the Street Cat Club likes to do is try to corral those, have them all spayed or neutered. K-State comes down with a traveling bus that does that sort of thing for the Street Cat Club. So it's just another effort to clean up the streets, as it were, and to provide some safe shelter for these cats and kittens.
So how are things looking at the Howe House Walking Trail?
Well, because of all the rain we've had this spring, it looks fabulous. So all the native grass and wildflowers are up and active and looking good. Before too long, we're going to have it hayed. We only hay half the field. So the other, we are working, in fact, we're working this week to put the signage up, get the signage up that identifies the wildflower and native grass in the area, plus some historical background on the Howes and the people that were around when the Howes were here in the 1860s, 70s, and 80s. So it's a very active a situation down there. It will continue to grow, no pun intended. It will continue to grow. We'll add more features as we go along. And it just makes your walking more enjoyable, and it gives more background on the Howes and the history of this area.
Looking forward to that, taking that walk out there, the Howe House Walking Trail. Memberships, Craig, how might we acquire a Lyon County History Center membership?
Well, as we know, memberships are important to our operation. If you want to be involved, you can go online to explorelyoncounty.org. You can come to 7-Eleven Commercial and pick up an application, or simply call us on the phone at 620-340-6310, and we'll talk you through the process. So $30 for individuals, $50 for families, and it goes beyond that for companies and businesses and bigger groups.
Always a pleasure, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you. Thank you both very much. Have a great day.
Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center, 7-Eleven Commercial. It's 9:03.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle?